堂听 class.com。
Unit 10. How disgusting. Part 1.
I suppose there's nothing to prevent cheese from being made from any kind of milk. Cat, for example. I read about a machine they invented for milking guinea pigs.
Oh, come on.
But they couldn't get enough milk to make even one cheese, I suppose.
Now, why on earth would they do that?
What, milk guinea pigs? I don't know, some research project or another. Anyway, that's irrelevant. As far as I know, they weren't going to go in for guinea pig cheese. They just wanted to know about the composition of their milk.
Yeah, I've tried llama's cheese.
Well, I think that explains a lot. What was it like?
Well, it was in Peru. It was rather rough and hard. It wasn't bad, really.
Do you know what I really like is that Greek goat's cheese.
Oh, yes, I do too.
What's it called? Feta, isn't it?
Feta, that's right, yeah.
I mean, it's sort of hard and crumbly and very sharp. Particularly good in the summer.
Yeah, but it's so acid. I like it, but it gives me a sore mouth if I eat too much of it.
Oh, dear, you poor sensitive thing. I didn't know you had such a sensitive tongue.
You don't know a lot about me.
Actually, I think the most peculiar cheese I've ever had was in Sardinia. I think it was sheep's cheese. Mm. But anyway, that's not the point. What they did to this cheese was that they deliberately put little worms to live inside.
Oh, don't.
You see, and you're supposed to eat the worms as well.
Oh, no.
They're very small. And, I mean, it is 90% cheese, so I suppose it's just possible to do, if you don't think about it too much. But the trouble was, they were very much alive and attracted by the light.
Oh, no.
And they'd call themselves up and then...
Oh, look, stop, please.
And then they'd leap up into the lamp at night time. It's very funny.
It's disgusting.
Well, you didn't need a cabaret afterwards, did you?
Especially when one landed on my friend's bald head.
Oh, dear.
Part 2.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. There came a big spider that sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away.